A Canadian politician, author, and social activist, Nellie McClung was a prominent public speaker and one of the leaders of the successful Canadian women's suffrage movement from the early 20th century. In 1914, she took part in a mock women's parliament playing the role of the conservative premier of Manitoba. My name is Chloe Goddard, and these are her words. Gentlemen of the delegation, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here today. We like delegations, and although this is the first time you have asked us for the vote, we hope it will not be the last. Come anytime and ask for anything you like. We wish to congratulate you, too, on the quiet and ladylike way in which you have come into our presence. And we assure you that if the working men in England had fought for their franchise in such a pleasing and dignified way, the results would have been entirely different. If they had used these peaceful means and no other, they might still be enjoying the distinction and privilege of waiting on members of Parliament. But I cannot do what you ask me to do, for the facts are all against you. Manhood suffrage has not been a success in the unhappy countries where it has been tried. They either do not vote at all, or else they vote too much, and the best men shrink away from the polls as from a pestilence. Manhood suffrage would plunge our fair province into a perfect debauchery of extravagance, a perfect nightmare of expense. Think of the increased size of the voters list. We have trouble enough with it now. Of course, with the customary hot-headedness of reformers. Oh, you never thought of that. Oh no, just like a man, you never thought of the expense. I tell you frankly, I won't do it, for I have always loved and reverenced men. Yet though I love them, I know their frailties. If once they are let vote, they become addicted to it. And even if the polls are only open once every 4 years, I tell you, I know men. They are creatures of habit, and they'll hang around the polls all the rest of the time. Man was made for something higher and holier than voting. Men were made to support families and homes, which are the bulwark of the nation. What is home without a father? What is home without a bank account? The man who pays the grocer rules the world. In this agricultural province, man's place is the farm. Shall I call men away from the useful plow and the necessary harrow to talk aloud on the street corners about things which do not concern them? Shall I cheat the farm by turning honest plowmen into dishonest and scheming politicians? I tell you no, for I was born on the farm, and I am not ashamed to say so. The farm, the dear old farm, will never mortgage the farm. And the United States of America, when men vote, there is one divorce for every marriage, for politics unsettle men, and that leads to unsettled bills, and broken furniture, and broken vows. When you ask me for the vote, you are asking me to break up peaceful and happy homes and wreck innocent lives, and I tell you again, frankly, I will not do it. I am an old-fashioned woman. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. Politics unsettles men and enters every department of life with its blighting influence. It even confuses our vital statistics. They tell me that where men vote, when the election is very close, men have been known to come back and vote years after they were dead. Now, do you think I'm going to let the hallowed calm of our cemeteries be invaded by the raucous voice of politics? I know I am a factor in the affairs of this province. If it were not for this fatal modesty, which on more than one occasion has almost blighted my career, I would say that I know I have written my name large across the province, so large indeed, we had to move the boundaries to get it all in. And my most earnest wish for this bright land of promise is that I may long be spared to guide its destiny among the nations of the earth. I know there is no one but me who can guide this ship of state. I actually tremble when I think what might happen to these leaderless lambs. But I must not dwell on such an overwhelming calamity, but go forward in the strong hope that I may long be spared to be the proud standard bearer of the grand old flag of this grand old party, which has gone down many times to disgrace, but thank God, never defeat.